This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock, lock, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shule is with us. Calvin has joined us. Lindy Sorin is with us. And Robert Mueller is with us. And we've been talking about energy and scalar energy and healing. And I've got a list of questions, Dr. Shuley, that I was hoping that we could go over. And one of them is about your scholarship and in the chemical industry, the industry is certainly willing to poison every man, woman, and child on the planet, as well as animals and plants.
Well, I agreed to offer this scholarship to a graduate student who wants to measure the quality of groundwater in this area, with the caveat
specifically Roundup.
I don't care about the other stuff. I consider Roundup the greatest poison that has ever used in the world, and Monsanto, of course, is the evil empire behind it.
You know, I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him, but he was at some of our Get Prepared Expos in Lebanon, Missouri, and his name is Richard Linebaugh, and he called Hewitt Messenger, and they drill wells in this area. And he's been on the air with us many times, and he talks about groundwater, and he said that there's an aquifer, and it's you can access it. It's about 450 feet below Springfield, Missouri, but it's contaminated.
He said, what is contaminated with?
He has not, but the water is not safe for drinking purposes at that level. So the wells that we're using now in this village are the next layer down, which is about 600 feet down. So we have damaged water all the way down to 450 feet, and that's here. And I'm sure there are other locations where it's damaged even farther, and fracking is continuing to damage it. So what we flush down the toilets, the industrial waste from industrial companies, flushing, you know, down their drains, plus the spraying of chemicals, you're absolutely right, and I applaud you for that. Robert, did you have some thoughts on that? Okay, Robert is putting on the headphones. He's got the mic in his hand. Robert, did you have some thoughts about how we're poisoning ourselves, the water, and what Dr. Shuley's doing to alert everybody with this scholarship about looking for Roundup in the drinking water?
Well, my reading on that's been fairly limited, but just the little bit I've had in the discussions with Dr. Shuley, it is alarming. I live on a rural area, and I have a well. Mm-hmm. My well's about 350 feet. Mm-hmm. So I'm directly concerned with what's going on with that.
All right, let me share something that Richard Linebaugh said. I think it's quite fascinating, and it's, I guess, worthy of a minute of our time here on the broadcast classroom. He was telling us about this this neighborhood, and there were some homes in this small area, and they had a community well. And one of their neighbors put in an orchard and started growing fruit trees and fruit. And naturally, as the trees started producing fruit, they sprayed the fruit trees. And the next thing you know, the community village well is contaminated with insecticide from the spraying of the neighbor's fruit trees. So, you know, we may think that we've got a well and everything's good, and at one minute the well may be good, and the next minute it may not be good, or gradually may become contaminated. So that's one thing. You know, what are your neighbors doing? So there's education. is required to tell neighbors about what they're doing that may poison them, the neighbors and the neighbor's neighbors. And there's another mention, and it was something that we really don't think of, and that's, you know, you have these wells and well casings. And as the trucks hit a pothole, you know, these large 18-wheelers hit a pothole, they thump and the ground vibrates a little bit. And over time, that, and if you live near railroad tracks, if there's a separation in the tracks, there's a little dip, and the rail cars thump, 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 they force the ground to shift a little bit, which opens up that seal in the wells. So now, the next time it rains, if the rainwater contains pollutants and insecticides and so forth, that can go right down the side of the well and contaminate your well right where your well pump is. How about that, Robert? What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a concern. I'm fortunate in that I'm located in such a place that I don't have to worry about heavy machinery coming mm-hmm. through and things like that. Mm-hmm. But certainly, and my neighbors are not growers, they're not farmers of any kind or that. So I'm fortunate in that regard. Now, I do live within about 5 miles of the Springfield landfill. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a concern there of, you know, what's leaching down into the ground and where that's going.
Yeah, and that is a great concern for everyone who lives just about everywhere, because there are landfills, Dr. Sheely.
And don't forget, no matter what the city utilities do to the water to possibly do some kind of so-called purification, they poison it immediately mm-hmm. with the original weapon of mass destruction, chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that was used, and you talk about weapon of mass destruction, it was used for certain in World War I, absolutely for certain. My grandfather was gassed, and it damaged his respiration and his vocal cords for the rest of his life.
And then they add another poison, fluoride. Mm-hmm. And so the government is poisoning in every city in the country people with chlorine and fluoride. And one or two cities have banned fluoride but not chlorine. And I don't know what the answer is, to be quite honest, because if you didn't chlorinate water, there are all kinds of infectious agents that can get into it. And remember, birds and all kinds of wild animals and others do pass their waste right on the surface of the ground, which soaks into the groundwater as well. So the water coming out of the ground is not necessarily pristine.
And while we're talking about water, brought to mind, you know, there are a number of people who are collecting roof water. And they think, you know, hey, we can use that, save it, and store it. And that's where the radiation lands on the roof from the airborne radiation from, I'll call it Fukushima and Chernobyl and so forth. And then it gets washed off the roof into these rain collection barrels. And then people are using that in their gardens and they're also drinking it.
As we done over 20 years ago, they released some kind of radioactivity in the air in Denver. And within 2 hours, it was measurable in Indiana.
Interesting that you mentioned that, Dr. Sheely. We did some nuclear testing, atomic bomb testing back in the 1950s and into the 1960s. And the med profession was complaining that the X-ray film that Kodak was supplying was they would the X-ray film said, look, we can't use this. And Kodak did a study to figure out what the heck's going on, because Kodak thought that the X-ray film was fine. What happened was there was so much radiation in the air from the nuclear testing that it was damaging the X-ray film in transport from Kodak in Rochester, New York, to the hospitals in the Midwest. So the transit time, these X-rays were exposed in their paper envelopes, these, you know, dark envelopes to prevent the light from getting in, weren't protecting the film from radioactivity in the air. So they tracked it down. So, yeah, have we been irradiated? Yeah, I'm sure we all have. To some extent.
Yes, more radiation released in the last 60 years than in the previous 5 billion.
Yeah, so I'm really glad that you're doing this study about Roundup and water and class very, very seriously. The water that we consume at the farm is filtered. We use an activated carbon filter, and we make sure that you know, all the water that we consume goes through that filter, because we don't know. We don't know if the well that was okay 20 minutes ago is still okay today, even though we have a well. And something that I've noticed, I'll share this with you, we have a whole house water filter. And out of the well pump, goes into the well tank, and then gets all of it gets filtered with a whole house water filter, and that filter is white. What I noticed is that that filter is becoming browner and browner, faster and faster, because it has a compartment that I can see the filter, and I can see the water going through the filter. So what used to take a couple months for the filter to become brown now takes hours. Literally hours. So I'm concerned about the water we're drinking. Any comments on that?
Well, obviously, brown implies all kinds of possible contamination.
Right.
Anyone who lives in a city must have a water filter.
And get one that filters out chlorine as well as fluoride. You know, an interesting way of just checking to see what the water looks like, y'all have toilets in your houses and places of business. Why don't you just lift up that back tank and look in there, seriously. And what you see is the same water that's in the flushing tank, not in the bowl, but in the tank that provides water to the bowl, that's right next to the sink. So you're drinking the same kind of water that goes into the back of that toilet tank. That'll give you an indicator as to whether you might want to get a filter, like right now or sooner. Calvin, did you have a...
I was just thinking about all the cities that have lead piping.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they call them plumbers, right? Because of the lead. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely right. And if you have copper plumbing in your house, you probably have at least 5% lead content in the sweating of those joints, the soldering, if you will, of those joints. Typically, it was 50% of the content of solder was lead.
Also, I'm an avid fisherman and a hunter, and now both industries are cutting down the amount of lead they're using. Your shotgun shells now are going to steel. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the fishing stuff that you buy now, they don't use lead.
Mm-hmm.
Your
lead sinkers
and whatnot.
Lead sinkers, they don't use lead sinkers anymore.
Well, they still do, but now, your throw nets that you use to catch your bait with, they're mm-hmm. going to steel coated, plastic coating over the steel, mm-hmm. cutting down the amount of lead they use.
Very good. Dr. Seeley, I've got a question for you, and I was reading a story about C-sections. And, human delivery of babies. And there's an alarming number of people. It used to be back in the 1970s, women who were delivering babies, about 5% of them had C-sections. Now there's many more. We come back and we talk about how many are having C-sections and the effect on human evolution. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy and Lendy and Robert and Calvin.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, in the last break, as we're talking about C-sections and altering human evolution. In the 1970s, less than 5% of women had their babies via a cesarean section. Now it looks like in the United Kingdom, there are about 25% or more having C-sections. So what that tells me is that now any size woman can have any size baby. But it's more complicated and more concerning than just that, isn't it, Dr. Shealy?
Far more, because cesarean interferes tremendously with the biochemistry of labor and delivery. During labor, the mother puts out a huge amount of oxytocin, the grounding, the bonding, the humanizing hormone. Anesthesia totally blocks that output of oxytocin. So it means those children are much more prone to having feelings of rejection, feelings of low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, etc., etc.
Wow. That, you know, as I think about this, I think young people today, and they're looking at their phones, and they're looking at, did I get a message, you know, in the last minute? And I think they feel a need to be in contact with people, and maybe it has to do with this rejection, that they need constant reassurance that they're loved and thought of, and someone is willing to spend nonstop time communicating with them about who knows what.
and they don't realize that they are damaging their brains for the rest of their lives by using their cell phones for hours every day.
Did you, Lynn, did you have a comment? Yeah.
And now that you just said that, it could be, I understand that technology is important, but now that you bring that, it's extremely crazy seeing these kids with a phone and to ask for attention, taking selfies, snapshots, and it's like every 10, 30 seconds you see them on the phone all the time. So that could make sense.
This morning, before I left the farmhouse to travel to Springfield to be this live remote with you all, I went to Facebook, and the only thing I use Facebook for is to say, here's who will be on the air with us today, and here's what the topic is. Well, I opened up Facebook, and for some reason, there was an image of somebody sending me this picture, and it was a snake, a small snake, on a tile floor. Now, seriously, if we had a snake wander into the farmhouse, I wouldn't make sure that everybody I knew saw this picture of the snake. I mean, seriously, I might say to Mrs. Finelio, by the way, don't go over there because I haven't gotten the snake yet. But it's a little tiny snake. But you know, I wouldn't make it worldwide news. So it seems to me that people are concerned with all kinds of minutia, and they are sharing this minutia, and we're all stuck in this mire of minutia.
And that brings us to the study that was reported within the last 2 weeks, that talking on a cell phone puts you into the brain state similar to being drunk. I mean, just talking on it, not talking about texting, which some people do. The increase in accidents from just not just texting, but from talking on the phone has increased, so that now we are approaching over 20% of all major automobile accidents are the result of people talking on the phone.
And we talked about on a previous broadcast at USA Prepares, Dr. Shirley, was there was a story about people who are operating their vehicles in parking lots. And we'll talk about like the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart's parking lot, a really big parking lot. And people who were interviewed were saying, yeah, I don't really have to pay as much attention in a parking lot because I'm not traveling as fast. But there are plenty of accidents to say that they're incorrect in their thought process.
Yeah, they're absolutely wrong. I mean, just equivalent to being drunk just from talking on the phone. That is the distraction of it. And then, just yesterday, there was a report that people who sleep less than 7 hours a night also function at a level essentially equivalent to being slightly drunk. In other words, 27% or so of all accidents on the highway are now from people who are suffering from inadequate sleep.
Dr. Shuley is with us, and we're talking about C-sections. We're talking about cell phones disrupting our ability to think properly and concentrate. Let's talk about suicides when we come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Take my
when you go for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn USAprepares.com with the original survival economist.
Yesterday morning,
it's Finelli.
We're talking about cell phones and how, you know, during the break, how we could use an earbud and a microphone on a cord or. And operate our vehicles while traveling and be zoned out. And I think it's crazy, Dr. Shuley, having cell phones on our person. And I'll tell you what. Poor Calvin just got beat up during the break. Because I asked him where his cell phone was, and he pointed to his pocket. And I said, "What? You keep it in your pocket." And he said, "Yeah, right here." And I said, "What do you... the heart." And so now his cell phone is... it's not in your pocket anymore, is it?
It's in the trash can.
It's in the trash can. In the trash. Dr. Shuler, your thoughts on that before we go into the next subject?
Well, all I can say is that I think it is the most dangerous and the most antisocial thing that has been invented in modern technology.
Really good point. So you have company come over for dinner or lunch, and they're all sitting around the kitchen table, you know, an informal lunch, and out of everybody's pocket comes a cell phone right next to them. It's like napkin, fork, knife, cell phone, all right, plate right there, right? Isn't that the way it goes?
Not in my house.
Not in my house either. I used to have a sign that said no cell phones, and now everybody knows that no cell phones come in our house, so they leave them in their vehicles if they're visiting the farm. But, yeah, I think we've been invaded. I think there's a feeling that we need to be in constant communication, and the answer is we do not need to be in constant communications with those who want us. And the word you use, Dr. Shuler, the word you use, on tap. And I feel delighted not being on tap.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
No need for it.
Yep. Okay, suicides. There was a 42-year-old man, Rashan Salam. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. And, he really did well in the field of sports. Heisman Trophy winner. Young guy, 42 years old. Decided to shoot himself. He was struggling with drug use. Dr. Shuler, you've got some thoughts about this.
Well, interestingly, a report came out just this morning. A recent study of medical students showed that 27% of medical students, now let's take it, the medical student should be somewhere between 22 and 26 years of age usually. 27% of them are clinically depressed, and 11% have had suicide thoughts. And that's a pretty darn high percentage for people that young. Now, in the population at large, I find that 40% of people in big meetings that I go to have depression, and another 40% of what I call subclinically depressed. And subclinically depressed means, well, you're not officially depressed, but you're sort of almost there.
Dr. Shuler
was talking with a woman just yesterday about this, and she came in for something totally unrelated. And then I said, you know something? You aren't depressed, but you're subclinically depressed. And she agreed, of course.
When we take my mom to her doctor's appointment, annual checkup, she gets asked this question from her doctor. And I've known her doctor for years, I mean, almost 10 years. And so, Mrs. Finelli, do you ever feel like hurting yourself? Like, why?
It's Obamacare. Obamacare apparently mandated that physicians ask this question of seniors.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel like hurting someone else? And she gets asked this, and you know, it makes my blood boil when I think
of... I feel like hurting somebody else when I'm asking that question.
It makes my blood boil thinking, you know, he knows my mom, he knows we take care of her, and then he asks questions like, you know, are you being taken care of? Are they, you know, looking at us, are they taking care of you? Are you getting...
Can you dare speak?
So I have to bite my tongue. It's like... like, what's the matter with you, doctor? Obviously, we're here, you know, we're all here for this appointment. We want to make sure that we all hear the same information from you so that we know what your thoughts are, so that we can make sure we do the things that you're recommending if we agree with them. You know, why are we asking this question? And so my question now is, I guess there are some people who are really depressed and are thinking this way.
No question about it. Suicide is a remarkably prominent part of our society today. And I just want to point out that once they're given antidepressant drugs, the incidence of suicide doubles.
Okay, so now we have a database, a medical records database, online, real-time, accessible from whoever has, you know, permissions, if you will, to access it. So they can correlate the antidepressants and the answers to the questions. So is it working? Are we able to have these people terminate their lives or want to because the medications that we're prescribing for them seem to be working?
And the answer is antidepressant drugs are depressants. They do not cure depression. Sometimes the severe depression is brought up to sort of a blah, semi-zombie state of being. But to be truly happy, mm-hmm. an antidepressant drug, I haven't seen it.
And Dr. Shealy, now that you mention this, and as you were saying, I was thinking about a man, and I was there when the nurse said, we're just going to prescribe this because it'll just take the edge off. Just take the edge off. Is that what they're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Take the edge off. Take the edge off to drive you in.
Taking the edge off what?
It's an outrage. So, Dr. Shealy, I was in one of the Chinese factory outlets, Sam's Club, and it's part of that conglomerate. And I saw these motorized scooters. So a customer, a member of the club, can hop on one of these scooters and race around the store with the basket attached to the scooter, and they have them in other stores as well. Chinese factory outlet has them at Walmart. As we get to the store and we hop in these scooters and we ride around on them, do we become more dependent on using these scooters?
Yes.
To the point where, okay, so what would you see as a medical doctor, the use of these scooters? Should we avoid them as long as we possibly can?
Absolutely. You know, the evidence is now that people who do not at least stand, just not even walking 2 hours a day, mm-hmm. have a much higher incidence of heart disease. Mm-hmm. And we have become such sedentary characters, I call it couch potato, mm-hmm. that it is another of the major contributors to early death.
One of the things that we've talked about on this broadcast, Dr. Shealy, is it seems that the incidence of twins, co-joined twins, massive, very serious birth defects, is on the increase. I attribute that to the poisons and the toxins. I mean, that's just my anecdotal evidence showing me that it's got to be that. The electromagnetic radiation, the actual radiation from Fukushima and Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and the reactors all over, and then the toxins and the waste and the poisons and the insecticides, and the list goes on, 360 degrees of being surrounded by threats in our environment, mostly man-made. So we have these co-joined twins. Now, the ones I'm talking about that made the news, they are attached from the sternum to the pelvis. They share one digestive system. These two girls that are joined together share one uterus, one liver, one bladder. So these twins joined together have four arms, two heads, two chests, two legs coming out of one side. A third leg, very disfigured at the foot, has seven toes. And the mother was urged to abort, knowing early on that this was going to be the outcome. The surgery is going to have a 30% potential success rate. And I don't know how you could have a 30% success rate when you only have two legs, when you only have one uterus, when you only have one bladder, and you only have one digestive system. It seems like this is going to be a miracle, and I hope that it ends in a miracle.
Which half are you going to kill?
That's exactly right.
I mean, if there's surgery, one half of this monster has to be destroyed.
Yes, and we have four arms, two legs, and then the third leg coming out the side. So there's massive, massive bone restructuring that's going to be necessary to make this person whole as possible. Actually, we've talked about suicide, we've talked about assisted suicide, we've talked about abortion. is this a case when it's just such an uphill struggle that maybe we should consider avoiding all the pain and the suffering that's going to happen?
Well, as you and I have discussed, I personally do not believe in abortion. On the other hand, even normal, if they're going to be rejected for the rest of their life because the one that mother doesn't want them, I think it's better to take care of it then than to kill the child with lack of nurturing. And of course, in this situation, I'd have to say, knowing that this kind of severe anomaly was going to occur, I would have to agree that an abortion is necessary.
Dr. Shilley, back in the 1950s, I've heard stories about a child who was born, many stories like this, children who were born with very, very serious birth defects. And the nurse would take the child away from the mother would be cleaned up, and next thing you know, the child didn't make it those last few minutes in the absence of the, well, without the mother seeing it. And it used to be called mercy killing. Do you think that was true, or do you think those are just stories?
Well, I don't know, of course. I was never involved in such a case. But I'm sure it happened.
There you go. I'll be right back, and when we come back, we'll talk about sapphire crystals, crushed sapphire. I've got them around my neck, and I'd love to hear Dr. Shilley tell us how they work, why they work, and the potential for them. Dr. Norm Shilley, I'm Vin Fennell. This is USA Prepare.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Dr. Shuler, I've got that no whining rejoinder. And you know where that comes from? I used to, when I was in the automobile, I was truck, I would listen to talk radio, and I hear these guys, these national broadcasters, all names you recognize, and they would do 8 minutes of whining, and then they'd hit the reset button and rewind the same topic, and then they'd hit the reset button and rewind, and they would just complain and whine and whine and whine with no answers. So that's where the no whining comes from. I just wanted to share that with you. And it's aimed right at a major broadcaster who spent a lot of years on the air, and we all recognize him, but we don't need to say who he is. Crushed Sapphire, Dr. Shuler, I have a pouch around my neck. It comes from your institute. Thank you very much. Crushed Sapphire, can you, Ed, in Florida had one on, and you have them. Tell us what that's all about, please.
Well, sapphire is a piezoelectric material, and it is stronger than quartz, which is sort of the original piezoelectric material. Piezoelectric means that it can receive, store, and transmit electromagnetic energy. Now, back in 1988, I did a study with plain quartz, you know, about the size of your thumb, compared with glass. And we found that 70% of people could stay out of depression using quartz crystal that was properly imprinted. Only 28% of those who got glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so it occurred to me that by crushing the sapphire, we increase the surface area. Because, it's only so much surface area in a solid piece of crystal. And the purpose in this crushed sapphire is to store our and send back to the body peace, relaxation, anti-stress, if you will. We have done a small study on it with wearing a pulsed electromagnetic field device for at least an hour or more a day, plus the crushed sapphire. And for instance, in Dr. Soren, his calcium score in the heart was 97 originally. And after 6 months of this, it came down to 1, which is quite striking.
Absolutely.
And now we're continuing to play with that. We're about to actually make it into a total mattress where we have 3 of the PEMF devices that cover your whole body. And we're going to cover that with crushed sapphire. And then you can sleep on it all night with the PEMF touching. I actually have had such a device on my bed. I plugged it in last night for the first time in a long time.
Is this something that you're working on with instructor Lou Cassidy? Is he part of this?
Yes.
Fabulous. I'm glad to hear that. So, Dr. Shuley, imprinting the sapphire crystals that I have around my neck, how does one go about doing that? For someone who hasn't done this before, how would you tell them to do this?
Well, they have been programmed by me before they're sent out. But obviously you can re-imprint them, but you always want to do it with a very short, you know, happy, 3 to 7 words is all you want to put, and a thought. And when you put it on each morning, it's nice if you just sort of repeat that thought to remind it what its major role is.
And so you can, class can order off your website if they want, normshuley.com. And are you shipping them now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And they would be imprinted by you prior to shipment?
Yes.
Okay. And have you found anyone who said that they did not get any benefit at all?
I haven't had any reports like that, but, you know, we did that small study.
Yeah.
In 1 week, total symptoms decreased significantly, and anxiety symptoms decreased over 92%.
There you go. Well, it's been delightful broadcasting with you today, Dr. Shuley, at the International Institute of Holistic Medicine in Springfield, Missouri, live remote. Lende Soren has been with us, and Robert Miller has been with us. Calvin joined us. It's been delightful. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.